You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 172 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network. This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Yagala. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Sophia, I know that exhibitors are all signed up. What are their next steps?
Yes, the contracts are in, and we're another step closer to the August WESA trade show. And for exhibitors specifically, the next step is to sign up for advertising and to order their equipment, just to make sure everybody knows where they're going to be at, and also to make their space look beautiful, as they always do. So that is available for them on their account on westsidetrade.com, and the deadlines are coming up as well.
Okay, amazing. I know there's so many moving parts. Where can they see what they've signed up for so far?
Right, because some of the contracts came in really early. So for those early birds, they may not remember what they ordered so far. So for them, once you're on your account page, just click on orders and then scroll down and you'll find a list with anything that you have ordered so far. And on the left-hand side, you will see more things that are available to you and to choose from.
Today, we are joined by Amanda Alexander with Peyote Bird, and they are known for bringing authentic artisan-crafted jewelry and gifts to retailers across the country. And welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, Jennifer.
I was surfing around the Peyote Bird website this morning, and I have a significant vacation coming up in my life in about 2.5-3 weeks, and that's a bad time to be shopping on Peyote Bird.
Yes, you found yourself in a dangerous place.
I did. There's so many beautiful things there. So let's start out with, tell us a little bit of Peyote's origin story, because I think that's going to play a lot into the brand and its identity later on in this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, Peyote Bird was founded in 1974 by my dad, Mark Alexander. He had recently graduated from the University of Denver, and he thought he was going to be moving to Hawaii to be a realtor with his father. He got the news right after graduation that his dad had sold the firm and there was no job waiting for him in Hawaii. So he went on a road trip down to Mexico to figure out what he wanted to do next. And on the way with his husky and his VW bug, he discovered the town of Taxco, Mexico, which has always been renowned for their silver work. And he decided to buy some silver jewelry and see what his friends thought back in Denver. On his drive back up from Mexico, he found himself in the Santo Domingo Pueblo in New Mexico, which is about 45 minutes outside of Santa Fe. And the Santo Domingo people are known for their heishi, bead rolling, and their wonderful jewelry. So he really connected with the members of that tribe and with some world-renowned artisans who we still work with their descendants today on heishi jewelry. He purchased some beads. He actually went back to the University of Denver and sat on a blanket in the student commons, and he sold out in the first day. So he decided there might be something to this. And he started traveling down to Mexico and New Mexico and forging relationships with various artisans around the Santo Domingo Pueblo, the Navajo and Zuni reservations. And before he knew it, he was on the road with my mom, going all the way over to New York, Chicago, all over the country, selling this wonderful jewelry. And that is how Peyote Bird began.
Well, it's very interesting that it started that way. I can see this being a movie, a feature film from Lionsgate Entertainment. I can just envision the whole thing, the opening scene. Peyote seems more like a gallery where you represent artists more so than just a jewelry store. Why is this distinction so important to the brand, that it's not just jewelry that is within the Western style?
Absolutely. Well, Peyote Bird is really known to be the one-stop shop for so many different categories of jewelry. So we're known, of course, for our vintage collection specializing in the 20s and 30s Navajo and Zuni. We also represent over 80 different American and Native American artisans. We also collaborate with workshops worldwide that specialize in different jewelry techniques. And on top of that, we have our own silversmith shop here in Santa Fe, and we do all of our beaded and initial design work here in Santa Fe. So it's a really interesting mix of artistry and collaboration, and our relationship with each artist that we represent is different. So for some of the artists we represent, for example, Dennis Hogan and Chili Rose, we represent their work exclusively. We work really closely with them on design and development. Many of our indigenous artisans, we actually provide the materials and the stone so that they're able to create really high quality pieces of work with stones that maybe are not available in the market today. So Peyote Bird is really known for this mix of artisan partnerships, trend forward design with a timeless appeal, as well as our high quality materials. We actually have a collection of over 35 different dead stock turquoise mines at our headquarters in Santa Fe, where we own rough turquoise from mines that have not been producing, some of them in over 70 years. And so we're able to continue to bring these timeless materials and an element of sustainability to our design, because we always are taking into account that the materials we work with, many of them are rarer than diamonds. And we really think of ourselves as stewards of these materials, collaborating with these artisans to bring designs to the table that are intended to be passed down from generation to generation.
Do you have or follow a formula when it comes to these collaborations and the designs that are produced between the artists and Peyote? Do you go to an artisan and say, this is what we're looking for? Does the artisan come to you, or is it a little both?
It's a little bit of everything. So like an average day at Peyote Bird, you know, we often have artists and turquoise dealers and bead dealers that just swing by without an appointment. If we like what they buy, or if we like what they brought, we might just buy exactly what they brought. With other artists, it's a much more collaborative relationship where they will come in, they'll pick up in advance, they'll pick up the materials. Sometimes we'll even give them sketches a lot of the time, actually, of what we're looking for. And that's one reason where many of the artists we work with are world renowned, but what they develop for Peyote Bird is exclusive and unique to our brand identity. So a lot of customers that may already be collectors of a certain artisan know that they're going to get a higher level and a higher quality of materials when it's a collaborative piece designed with Peyote Bird.
Does Peyote have a particular design or perhaps a particular material that is your most popular seller?
Well, of course, turquoise is really synonymous with Peyote Bird. We specialize in American turquoise. We often are consulted on recognizing the authenticity or the value of an unstabilized American turquoise piece. Beyond that, I would say our Bird and Arrow inlay collection is really sort of the bread and butter. That's where people start their Peyote Bird collection. Maybe when they're a little younger and money's a little tighter, they start in with the Peyote Bird original beaded collections. They graduate to the Bird and Arrow. And then in time, they're buying some of our original artisan and vintage items and building their collection.
Speaking of that, in building your collection, what would you say is that, pun intended, hidden gem within your collection that's like, you know, people need to be paying attention to this because 5-10 years from now, it's going to be something that everybody wants. What's that little nugget that's about to explode?
Well, what's been a really interesting trend that Peyote Bird has sort of been leading the charge in is the hat accessories collection. As we know, hats really blew up during COVID. Whether you were in the Western industry or walking down the street in New York, suddenly everybody had a cowboy hat. And we have longstanding relationships with a lot of these big brands. And so our hat accessories are just so fun and whimsical. The collection has over 800 styles, ranging from beaded hat bands to silver conchos to silver pins. You name it, we have it. And so that has really helped us to grow our brand and I think exposed Peyote Bird to a lot of new buyers who maybe weren't as familiar with us in the past. And then that, of course, led them to buy more jewelry.
Well, there you go. I love the hat accessories collection because I live in a very, very small house. And I only have a few hats. We have limited space here. One of them is a cowboy hat. The other is not. But I can have just a couple of hats that I love dearly. Mm-hmm. But I can fit lots and lots and lots of accessories. So you just keep changing them out. It's awesome.
Exactly. When we developed our hat club collection, like our design team, it's one of our favorite things to design for. Because I think when it comes to jewelry, especially selling jewelry to women, there are sort of a set of rules that people expect. They're like, oh, you should combine, you know, sterling silver with turquoise with other semi-precious materials. It might be a little crazy to mix something gold-plated with something that's real diamond. When it comes to hat accessories, what we call our hat club, we often say there's just no rules. And our artists and collaborators also have really enjoyed designing for this because it's a lot more young and fun and vibrant and city vibes. And we often will find that when we design something for one collection, for example, our men's collection, which is actually a huge part of what Peyote Bird's all about, we'll see a pattern or a colorway that's really resonating with the audience. And then we will adapt that over to our women's collection, our hat accessories. And it all comes full circle, but we're able to make something really fun, timeless, but also that speaks to the times that we live in that people respond to.
Absolutely. And another one of the really interesting places I drove around on your website today is your curated collections, your gift guides.
Oh, yes.
How do you come up with gift guide? There's one there for Mother's Day because we're around that time of year and there's one in there for Earth Day. How do you decide which ones they're going to be and what's the process of deciding what goes into each of those collections?
I would say at Peyote Bird that everything we do starts with just our general intuition and what we personally are excited about. We honestly don't spend a lot of time looking at what other brands are up to. We just focus on what is exciting us at the moment. My family all loves to travel. So we maybe in the course of our travels might be inspired by, you know, like a serape that we found in Mexico. And then we decide to incorporate that into a collection. Our most recent 2026 photo shoot was actually directed by myself and my brother Jackson, who is just a Renaissance man who's absolutely creative in every way. And he found a collection of vintage postcards that we just were so inspired by. And we actually looked through the postcards. We defined colorways from these postcards. Then we designed jewelry to match. Then we photographed it. And then we dropped it into the collections that you're going to be see coming out over the course of the next 6 months. It really shifts all the time. It's where we find inspiration and we just go with our intuition and we usually hit the mark. But either way, we have fun the whole time.
There you go. Well, you're doing things that you are passionate about. And very, very long time ago, someone in the retail business gave my husband and I some advice when we were in business for ourselves. And he said, carry things that you love and carry things that you hate. Don't bother with the things that don't cause any reaction at all. If it says meh, don't go there because everybody else is going to say meh as well. So obviously you guys go with what you love and you feel passionate about and creates that emotional response. And jewelry, after all, is just exactly that. You're creating an emotional response for the person wearing it and for the person seeing it.
I could not agree more. And I will say at Peyote Bird that everything starts with the materials and the color. We are not afraid of color. We know how to use it. There's endless combinations of the beautiful materials this earth provides to us. And we are always coming out with something fun and new.
There we go. And for folks who want to go online and check out what's going on at Peyote Bird, where do they find you?
www.peyotebird.com. We have the vintage collections, our beaded collections, different pages featuring all the artisans that we represent. We have the hat club, our men's collection. We also have blog posts and writing that we do about, you know, different significant moments in the Western jewelry industry, as well as how to recognize real and fake turquoise, how to identify Fred Harvey jewelry. We really are so entrenched in this business and we love everything we do about it. So we're always here as an educational resource as well.
There we go. Well, thank you very much for taking a little bit of time out of your day today, Amanda.
Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
You'll find all of the links from today's episode in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you never miss this conversation that shapes the equine industry.
And don't forget, new Wisdom by Wessa and or Retail Roundup episodes drop every Thursday. And they are available, as Morgan said, on your favorite podcast player and also on the Wessa podcast feed. You can go to the Wessa website and find it there. We'll see you in 2 weeks.